European satellite giant Eutelsat and its Israeli French CEO are continuing their campaign against free speech. They forced another satellite to ban Iran's Arabic channel Al Alam from its platform. A short while ago, the 7 West A satellite took Iran's Arabic channel off the air based on an order from the Eutelsat. This comes only days after Eutelsat ordered the satellite telecommunications network STN to terminate the broadcasting of Al Alam or face the consequences. In recent months, Eutelsat's Israeli French CEO Michel de Rosen has stepped up his restrictive campaign by appealing to major satellite providers in Europe and Asia to silence Iranian media. Analysts say the campaign has revealed the true face of the West, which preaches respect for human rights and free speech, but practices the opposite. Well, to discuss that a bit further, we're now joined by Mr. Danny Schechter, who is the editor of MediaChannel.org, who's joining us now via Skype from South Africa. Mr. Schechter, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, you know, we find ourselves back in the same spot again, Mr. Schechter, where Iranian media is being banned on certain satellite outfits. I'd like to get your thoughts at this point.
Well, you know, I think it's ironic coming just a few days after the Academy Awards that honored a movie that you know, is critical of Iran and that is an invented story in large part. About Iran, a propaganda exercise, in my opinion, which won, you know, a Academy Award, Argo, and you know, the voices of people critical of Iran could be heard worldwide. Now, Iran is being shut off from access to the world, you know, basically perpetuating a one-sided communication strategy. I'm not so sure that it's just this one guy who runs this operation, whether he's Israeli or French. I don't know that he himself has the power to do this without, you know, approval, if you will, by other members of his company or by, you know, the United States. Clearly, there's an orchestrated strategy here. And, you know, it's something that it's very disturbing because if they can silence Iran today, they can silence other people tomorrow. And this is what we're seeing, is a pattern of manipulated communication, which is very, you know, very frightening when it comes to the need for people to be able to hear each other's points of view and listen to each other's analysis and perspectives. If you only have one voice, then what you have, you know, is Big Brother speaking to us. And not, you know, the diversity of views that exist in the world. And they will not bring us any closer to solving our problems if we can't even listen to each other, we can't even hear each other's point of view.
You alluded to some of this, Mr. Schechter, and we just have under a minute left. But what is the real goal, then, of this orchestrated campaign, specifically when it comes to Iranian media?
Well, it seems to be consistent with the whole sanctions idea, to try to make it very difficult for the Iranian government to function in the world, both in the economic front, you know, and on the communications front, to use all of these tactics to penalize Iran. And of course, they're targeting one country. They're not targeting other countries that are engaging in human rights abuses and other problems. And it's a selective campaign. It's orchestrated, clearly. We don't know by who. And I think it's a challenge to the media in the world to start looking into this and investigating this. This shouldn't be a story that only Press TV reports as if Press TV is self-interested. No, this should be a story that Al Jazeera, that all the American networks, that the BBC, and that others look into and investigate, because there's a pattern here that really needs to be exposed.
All right, Mr. Schechter, I'm actually being told that we do have more time with you, so I'd like to ask another question from you as well. You know, going forward, then, what do you believe? You spoke about, you know, other media outlets maybe being targeted as well, or this setting a precedent at least for how the United States and Israel, et cetera, may act out in the future. Do you believe that others are getting this message, or do you think others have not realized what's really happening here?
I haven't, you know, I'm here in South Africa working on a film dub. I'm a film director, and, you know, I haven't been able to investigate this story. I put the amount of time and effort that's needed to do so. So I can't really answer specific questions about who did what to whom. But needless to say, those questions need to be asked and answered. This should not simply be a problem for Iran. It should be a problem for everyone who believes in free communications in the world and the right of different nations to have access to the world communications media. This is not just a kind of kind of a way to sanction or punish Iran. They're actually punishing all of us, all the viewers, all the listeners who are looking for diverse points of view and who are interested in knowing what the Iranian government says and what it's doing.
All right, we'll leave it there for now. That was Mr. Danny Schechter, editor of MediaChannel.org, speaking to us live from South Africa. Sir, as always, we appreciate your insight.